Name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Please be seated. We are here today, gathered to remember and celebrate the life of our beloved sister Jean Potter. Jean was many things. She was an educator, she was an artist and a traveler. She was someone who lived a very long and very full life. And as we are here celebrating, we heard these passages from Scripture, and we heard one passage that may be one of the most well-known passages from the entire Bible. It's probably also the one passage that most people did not realize was originally from the Bible. Most people probably think it was a song by the Birds. From Ecclesiastes, we heard this passage, which is part of wisdom literature. Wisdom literature is a genre in the Old Testament. It includes a number of other books, including Job and including the Psalms. We don't really know who wrote it. We don't know when it was written. And because of that, in very many ways, this is a timeless passage. It's one that was written probably close to 3,000 years ago, and yet today still speaks to us in those same powerful words that we heard. It is sagely advice of an older person given to a younger person. And we hear these words, "For everything, there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted." Now, this passage may sound a little dire on some level, because we often have trouble dealing with difficulties. We have trouble talking about there being a time to pluck up and a time to die. And even those of us who are people of faith, those of us who come to church every Sunday, we even have trouble dealing with these difficulties, and we want to gloss over the hardnesses. Or sometimes we might write them off as to say that, well, things are hard, but God will fix them. And this is certainly true. God will make right all that is wrong. But we still have to remember that life is full of so many things. It's full of joys. It's full of challenges. It's full of laughter, and it's full of tears. And as we are celebrating life, we have to remember we are also doing it in the context of a death. And yet, my friends, death is not a tragedy. We often think about it in terms of being a hard thing, the worst thing, the end, but it is not the end. Death is simply a part of life. I often remember on Bob Newhart once commenting when on the Bob Newhart show, when someone said, "Well, death is just a part of life, Bob," and he says, "Yeah, the last part." But it's not the last part. Death is a step in the long journey that all of us have as we walk our path with God. Now, there is something especially appropriate about celebrating a life that lasted 98 full, long, wonderful years. That, friends, is something to celebrate. This is a life that touched so many other lives and made the world richer for having been. And the one thing that we can celebrate today is that that life is not over. Today, Jean is alive. She is alive with Christ, and her journey continues on. We heard another passage today, also from 1 Corinthians chapter 13. This passage I often think of as a wedding passage. So many times I have stood here and had a couple standing here, and we've heard those words. If I speak in the tongues of mortals and angels, but do not have love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away all my possessions, and if I hand over my body so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Now again, I often think of this as the wedding passage because of the way it speaks so eloquently about love. But here's an interesting thing. I think today is a much more appropriate setting for this passage. And I'll tell you why. Because when St. Paul talked about love in this passage, he is not talking about romantic love. He is not talking about the gushy feelings we have when we see someone we're smitten with. He's not talking just about things that we think about when we hear those songs on the radio that are about love. No, what St. Paul is talking about here is something deeper, more profound. He is talking about a love that is called agape. It is a sacrificial love. This kind of love is the kind of love that Christ has for us. It was that kind of love that Jesus talked about in his teachings, and it is the kind of love that he showed for each and every one of us at the cross. This really is the kind of love also that is reflected when we act toward others. It is the kind of love that St. Paul says, love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. And he goes on to say, it bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. And today, as we are celebrating this life and saying goodbye to our sister Jean, it is today that we remember that it is Christ's love that is at work. It is Christ's love that was with Jean her entire life. It is Christ's love that she is experiencing at its fullness right now. And it is Christ's love that embraces each and every one of us today as we mourn. It is this love that we are talking about. And it is this love that St. Paul, when he reminds us at the end of this passage, those three most powerful words in all of Scripture, love never ends. Love never ends. And that is what we remember and celebrate today. We don't remember and celebrate the ups and the downs of life or the length of days that any of us have, nor that death comes. As we celebrate a life, we are not just remembering the things that Jean did in her life. It is what Christ did in Jean's life. It is what Christ is doing in her life, and it is what Christ is doing in all of our lives. We are remembering and celebrating that in our lives, Christ's love never ends. And there is no greater thing that we can remember today, that Christ's love was present for Jean, that Christ's love is present for us. And that no matter what, Christ's love will always be there for us. Amen.